So what does it mean then in Florida, where, you know, this state is a swing state? It's very close. Republicans have a lot of clout. So is this going to push the scales one side or the other?
What the danger Obama has is turnout. His turnout this year isn't going to be great. The college kids aren't coming. People are sitting in their hands. The African-Americans aren't coming. This, however, will energize a certain amount of the Republican Party who probably was going to vote anyway, but they're definitely going to vote. They've got an issue they can hang on to. So in Florida, which is a swing state and has a great deal of conservative voters, it's really going to turn on voter turnout. If the Republicans can turn out the moderates and certainly the conservatives, if they turn them out and Obama doesn't, the Republicans will win Florida. If not, Obama win Florida.
And then what does it mean for Democrats who are running in the state of Florida, people like Bill Nelson trying to run for re-election?
Makes it much more difficult. Bill's going to have to distance himself from Obama. He's tried up till now, but he's really going to have to distance himself from Obama. And I'll tell you, the other thing it does, though, is it gives Nelson some freedom. In the sense that as other votes come up, maybe Obamacare and that, where before he was sort of in a box, now he can say to the president's staff, Mr. President, look what you've done in Florida. You've put me in a real bind. The elections are going to be very close as to who controls the Senate. A lot of people are saying my race is going to be the one that decides, and I think he may be right. And so, Mr. President, on this one, on Obamacare and that, I'm not voting with you.
So, Dick Batchel, the president last week announced his endorsement of gay marriage. This, of course, stirring up a lot of political chatter across Florida. What do you think it means for politics in the Sunshine State?
Well, it depends on what the Republican Party tries to do with it. On one hand, as regards the president, did he lose some votes and pick up some votes? Probably. But I would tend to think the people who were not going to support Barack Obama anyway for other reasons are still where they were. There were some people who supported him who might give second thoughts to it. But it depends on if the other issues, like the African-American community, while a lot of ministers are opposed to gay marriage, they still support the president. So I don't know how to tease apart the opposition and support. Now, having said that, when it comes to other local races, I have no doubt that there will be some groups, whether it's Republican Party or independent political action committees, going to try to tag everybody with the issue. You know, they already started to tag, you know, Bill Nelson, does he support gay marriage? Congressional races in particular, I think, they will try to interject that. Well, it would be done again by the party directly, or they try to circumvent it and have an independent third-party political action committee raise the issue, because you've got to be careful with this issue. It can cut both ways.
Is it going to force Florida to swing one way or the other along the I-4 corridor and influence whether or not President Obama carries Florida as he did in the last election?
It could have an effect. When you're this close, in all candor, is this state is very close as regards the polls today, but a poll is a snapshot in time. We'll see what happens in October, later October, November. But you know, it could one or two percentage points can carry or lose the state of Florida. So it could be, depends on how he handles it. But it also depends on how his message gets out there as regards other issues that are more important when you poll people. Again, jobs, unemployment, those things are very important to them.